Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking that low pressure system that we were watching yesterday. It is pulling away from us, but it did bring some light showers to parts of the viewing area this morning. I'll show you when it all moves out, and we're in for a warm afternoon.
And breaking news out of Durham this morning, 36 firefighters responded to this house fire. Coming up, we'll tell you how the homeowner is doing this morning and what firefighters say caused this fire. In less than 30 minutes, the polls will open on this Super Tuesday, where hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians will cast a ballot. Just ahead, we're breaking down everything you need to know to make sure your vote counts.
And city leaders in Durham say no to bringing back ShotSpotter technology. The reasons people gave council members before the vote for why the gunshot detection program isn't right for Durham. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. You're in the right place to get your election day started. It is primary day. North Carolina, one of 16 states on this Super Tuesday. We hope to make it super for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Thanks for spending the early part of your Super Tuesday with us. Once we get rid of this mist, it's going to be a super nice day outside.
Gorgeous.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I mean, we're talking 70s, sunshine.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it really does look nice. It's not so nice right now. This low pressure system spawned a bit more moisture back in across at least our northern counties overnight last night. So we're dealing with some cloud cover. We had some scattered light rain. Most of that is over, minus a little bit of drizzle. The radar is calibrated to see something the size of a raindrop, and drizzle is so much tinier than that that sometimes it just doesn't pick it up very well. But we're definitely looking at cloud cover showing up on the satellite view, and that will move on out of here before lunchtime, bringing us sunshine and highs in the mid-70s this afternoon. A soaker for Wednesday, though. The rain moves in by midnight, and early tomorrow morning between 6 and 8. It's likely to be steady to heavy. It will continue that way up until around lunchtime, and then we'll see scattered showers on through the afternoon, but there still may be some pockets of some heavy rain. Starting to brighten things up there is a look at Franklinton, and you can see that the roads are wet here. Franklinton's one of the spots that saw a shower overnight last night. Temperatures are in the mid-50s. It does look like skies are beginning to clear right there, but a lot of cloud cover in some other spots. Low 50s in the north, upper 50s down south, mid-50s around the Triangle area, but a beautiful afternoon as that sun breaks out. High temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. Not only are we likely to see a soaking rain on Wednesday, but Saturday looks wet too. I'll show you that in just a little bit. Brian?
It's 6:02 right now, Elizabeth. Have our first incident of the morning in Wake County. It's a report of a hit and run out on Knightdale Boulevard at Smithfield Road. I'm not seeing any big delays through there, but you likely will see some police activity through that area. We're also watching our major routes. They're in pretty good shape this morning, and live dual Doppler 5000 radar. Some sprinkles out there and some wet roads. The WRAL storm tracker on the road right now on the southwest side of Raleigh, out on I-40 between US 1 and Gorman Street in that general area. And you can see some drops on the windshield. The roads are a little wet this morning, so give yourself some extra time. I have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, following that breaking news out of Durham this morning, one person is safe after their home caught fire. This happened on Shamrock Road around 12:20 this morning. 36 firefighters responded to this home. You can see that heavy fire and smoke coming from the roof, the back portion of the home destroyed. They say the fire took about 25 minutes to control. The house sustained heavy smoke, fire, and water damage. They say that it started in a bedroom. They determined it was accidental. They say the resident there, again, is safe this morning. They were able to get out of the home, and they are being assisted by the American Red Cross. No injuries as a result of this fire, which is some good news.
Less than a half hour now until the doors to polling places across North Carolina will be open for this year's primary election. Hundreds of thousands of people will be making their choices for who they think should be on the ballot for the general election in November. The polls will open up 6:30 this morning. Voting will continue until 7:30 this evening. Voters will be picking candidates for state and congressional races, as well as for president. You'll probably notice some changes at your polling place. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from Briar Creek Community Center to tell us about some of those changes. Laura, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yes, we're already beginning to see people arrive here to set up for what's going to be a really long day. A Briar Creek Community Center has more than 8,500 registered voters, so this will be a very busy location. Hundreds of thousands of voters across the state will cast their ballot. Voters are required to show photo identification at the polls this year. That's a new change for most. People without an ID will still be allowed to cast a ballot in many cases, but they'll have to vote provisionally and fill out additional paperwork. It's too late to request a mail-in ballot, but people who have already requested them before the deadline and received mail-in ballots can also still send them in or hand-deliver them to local election officials. But caution is warranted. Unlike in past years, the state no longer allows a 3-day grace period for ballots sent before the election to be delivered and counted. It'll also take a little longer to see the results this year. For years, election officials have been able to count in-person early votes during the day Tuesday and then release that count as soon as the polls close. But lawmakers changed that.
We will not see those results posted to our website until after 7:30 p.m. So for some, it may be 30 minutes. For other counties that have multiple early voting sites, it may be an hour to 2 hours before we see those posted.
And just a reminder, Republicans and Democrats must vote in their party's primary. Unaffiliated voters can choose one or the other. And voters can find a sample ballot on the state's election Board of Elections website, as well as on WRL.com. Just search voter guide there. Remember, the polls close at 7:30. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
So for everything you need to know, from who's running to where you can vote, just check out the WRL voter guide on WRL.com.
A reminder that students in some school districts have the day off because of Election Day. Dozens of schools are used as polling sites and have to be open to voters and volunteers. Schools in Wake, Orange, Johnston counties will be closed, as well as Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools. Students at Durham Public Schools and Cumberland County Schools do have class today.
And we'll have the fastest election results as they are counted on WRL TV, WRL.com, and on our news app. Look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WRL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, on your smart TV and your mobile devices. Throughout the night, on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team. And watch for complete team coverage and live reports on Fox 50 at 10 and right here on WRL at 11.
The Wake County School Board is weighing a plan to educate families about safe gun storage and the consequences for not doing it. The school board will talk about this at their work session today. The agenda item for today's work session says board resolution on safer gun storage. The resolution says the school system would provide families with information and resources about the importance of storing guns safely and the legal consequences for not doing so. In the last year, at least three adults have been charged after a student brought a gun to school in Wake County. Next week, the WRL documentary unit debuts its latest film, Unsafe North Carolina Kids Dying from Gun Violence. It sets out to uncover why kids in North Carolina are 51% more likely to die from gun violence compared to young people in other states, with a personal story from a family who experienced it firsthand. You can watch that here on WRL online or on the app at 7:30 next Wednesday, March 13th.
Durham will not be bringing back the gunshot detection technology ShotSpotter. City Council voted against entering a 3-year contract with that service after hearing strong opinions from people who think it doesn't work or that it promotes over-policing. Council members voted it down 4-2 against the plan after hearing an hour of public comment on the topic during last night's meeting. In their debate, some said it is a tool that can improve police response times and save lives. Others argued it's not worth the cost.
This morning, the man accused of pulling out a gun in the UNC Student Union, prompting a campus-wide lockdown, will be in court in Orange County. Michael Harris is accused of pointing a gun at a worker at a bagel shop on UNC's campus back in September. This happened just 2 weeks after a UNC professor was shot and killed on campus. Harris is facing 6 charges, 3 of those connected to the UNC lockdown. The others are charges from a road rage incident.
We have breaking news right now. Authorities in Michigan are asking people to stay inside as a massive fire is raging right now at a vacant industrial plant. This is about 20 miles north of Detroit, happening right now. Officials say large butane and nitrous tanks were being stored inside that building. They warn explosions are causing debris to rain down as far as a mile away. At least one firefighter has been hurt while battling that fire.
Duke Health will lift visitor restrictions today as respiratory illnesses decrease in the Triangle. Patients at all Duke University Health System hospitals and surgery centers will now be allowed to have up to four visitors. Visiting hours for maternity, end-of-life, emergency, and surgical units will return to 24/7 access. Wake Med's restrictions are still in place. We haven't heard back from UNC Health. A former NC State star will be looking for a new team for the next NFL season. The Denver Broncos are moving on from Russell Wilson after two disappointing seasons.
And take a look at this. Mounds of tumbleweeds rolling into towns just south of Salt Lake City. What's driving this thistle takeover? And you'll hear from residents trying to get rid of all these tumbleweeds. Around here, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has your Super Tuesday forecast.
Yeah, not a bad one. We are waking up to some cloud cover in places this morning, but those clouds are going to clear before lunchtime. Sunshine returns and temperatures will be in the mid-70s. But tomorrow's going to be a soaker. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Taking a look at our low pressure system pulling northward away from us. It's going to eventually take the clouds along with it. Early this morning, we saw a few light showers. Those, for the most part, have tapered off, but we are looking at some damp roads out there. Goldsboro, as a matter of fact, looking a little damp this morning, but we are going to end up with a nice day. If you're about to head out the door right now, temperatures are in the 50s, so it's going to be a little gray as you're headed to the polls first thing this morning. 52 in Roxboro, 57 Clinton, 52 degrees in Sanford. If you're headed out for exercise, I mean, it's going to be a great day for that. By lunchtime, we're seeing sunshine and upper 60s, mid-70s this afternoon. If you can't get outside until the evening, temperatures will hang in the 70s at least through around 6 o'clock. Now, tomorrow's another story. It looks wet. I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
6:13 right now. We still have that hit-and-run investigation out in Knightdale on Knightdale Boulevard near Smithfield Road. No delays showing up on the sensors, but a heads-up, you're likely going to see some police activity. So if you see those flashing lights, move over at least one lane to give them some room. We are dealing with some damp roads this morning, including out in Cary at I-40 at Carytown Boulevard. You can see the wet pavement there, lights reflecting off that wet pavement. You want to give yourself a little extra time as you get ready this morning so you're not in a hurry on those wet roads. Renee?
Thanks, Brian. We're here to get you ready for Election Day. North Carolina, one of 16 states, holding presidential primaries today for Super Tuesday. And heading into this big day, former President Donald Trump is adding to his growing lead of delegates in the Republican nomination race. Trump won all 12 caucus sites in North Dakota last night. He's won nearly every race over Nikki Haley so far. Haley avoided a complete sweep with a win in Washington, D.C. this past weekend.
New this morning, a tumbleweed invasion taking over towns in Utah. Thousands of bushes have blocked roads, surrounded houses, and buried cars after a strong storm there. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with a look at this thistle takeover, Ken.
Jeff, this is incredible. Some residents in Utah are referring to this onslaught of tumbleweeds as Tumblemageddon. This is all the result of strong winds that blew through this part of Utah over the weekend. Residents in places like Daybreak and Eagle Mountain are doing whatever they can to dig out from under the mounds of tumbleweeds. The trouble is, the more they try to get rid of them, the more they blow right back into town.
You take pictures, you take videos, and you hope the wind changes.
And boom, it was 10 foot high, you know, coming in the garage. Oh, close that door.
Yeah, close that door. It's going to take these residents all week to clear out all this tumbleweed, some of which are now covered in snow. Now, these residents are used to seeing a few tumbleweeds here and there because they live on this open range, but nothing like this, Jeff. And it's like opening your door and there you have tumbleweeds right in front of you.
Yeah, 60-mile-per-hour winds there are not helping things. I'm waiting for Clint Eastwood to just kind of come around the corner there, just gunslinging. Filmmakers, this is a dream for them.
Oh, I know. It's like the Wild Wild West.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Sure.
Former NC State quarterback Russell Wilson will be looking for a new job for this next NFL season. The Denver Broncos say they will release the 35-year-old next week. Wilson's 2 years in Denver quite disappointing. The Broncos missed the playoffs both years. The 9-time Pro Bowler also was benched near the end of last season.
You can celebrate and support our local arts community this Thursday when WRL presents Big Night In for the Arts, featuring amazing artists including Pierce Freelon and Tift Merritt, a live performance by award-winning bluegrass musician Trey Wellington, and more. Help us raise funds to create healthy, vibrant communities through the arts. Watch and donate Thursday at 7 on WRL and wherever you stream WRL.
Coming up on 617 right now on our Tuesday, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We saw all those tumbleweeds blowing around. Nothing crazy today, really. Once we get this mist out of here, we're going to have a lovely Tuesday.
We are. It is a little on the gray side this morning. We take a look at Goldsboro and Apex. You can see here on Salem Street, it's a little wet still from some showers that rolled through overnight. Same thing in Chapel Hill. It's just damp. I mean, there's nothing out there that's going to cause you any major problems, however, for the morning. It's a little drier in Fayetteville. The showers that we saw this morning made it down from the north about as far south as the Triangle area and not quite as far south as Fayetteville. Now, the reason that we saw the rain was this low pressure system. If you were watching yesterday, you knew that we had some rain in our eastern counties due to this low. That low is pulling northward on up into Virginia, but it did send a few showers down in our viewing area overnight last night. But that's moving on out. We're going to see a break today with lots of sunshine, but our next system is back here. This cold front will be swinging through tomorrow, and it's going to be a soaker of a day. Let's take a look first at what's happening on dual Doppler 5000 radar. Earlier this morning, we had a band of some showers through the Triangle and northward, and that has ended, but you may still run into some drizzle on and off for the next hour or so. Lots of cloud cover showing up here on Futurecast, but that cloud cover starts to move out mid-morning and is out of here completely by lunchtime. We'll see a southerly flow, which warms things up nicely, but also brings that next round of rain. We'll see that rain by midnight tonight into early tomorrow morning. There's 6 a.m., there's 8 a.m. Look at that heavy rain that's with us through the early part of the afternoon. And then once we get to mid to late afternoon, we just see some scattered showers along the front that comes through. There could be an isolated thunderstorm at that point. How much rainfall? Anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half. This is a look at what the models are showing. Our forecast is going to be 3/4 of an inch to around an inch or so. But we do have a wide range of what some of those totals could be. We jump ahead to Saturday. We'll see late Friday night, some of that rain pushing in. A lot of the heavier rain will actually be down to our south, so we'll have a better chance of rain in our southern counties, a lesser chance up in our northern counties. And then overnight, we'll see the last bit of that moving through, and we'll clear out on Sunday. So if you have weekend plans, Sunday looks much drier than Saturday. Here's a look at our rain chances for tomorrow. It's 100% chance, a 60% chance for Saturday, because a lot of that rain will be from the Triangle area southward. Temperatures stay mild all the way through the weekend with 60s and 70s. Don't forget, on Saturday, we spring forward to daylight time. And then on Monday, we're back to 56 degrees. And Brian, I got to say, I mean, I know you like the cool weather. That yes. 56 on Monday? Yes, no?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's, you know, 86 or 96 that I would throw a flag
75.
On.
75, yes.
Perfect.
That's me.
Perfect. It is now 619. All new, we have a crash on the south side of Garner. This is on Old Stage Road, right around 1010 Road, apparently affecting traffic on the southbound side of Old Stage. Not seeing any big delays just yet, but I'll keep an eye on those sensors and let you know if that changes. We'll head over to Durham for a look at those major approaches. All of our major routes are clear right now. I-40 looking good in both directions. I-85 also looking fine. Look out for those damp roads as you head out this morning. And as things get a little busier on your way to work, you can get traffic updates by listening to our live newscast at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. After a deadly home invasion in Orange County, the sheriff wants people to keep their home safe.
It's unconscionable to think about the fact that you cannot go to sleep in your home and know that you're safe and protected.
What he says homeowners should do to protect themselves and their families.
And an emotional goodbye to football for Jason Kelce, how he is honoring his family as he hangs up his cleats. That's coming up in What's Trending.
First, here's a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
One of the Kelce brothers is officially stepping away from the NFL after an emotional news conference.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yes, Jason Kelce announced his retirement yesterday, and he talked about his close relationship with his brother Travis.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried.
Fans praise Jason and Travis for not being afraid to show their emotions and their love for one another.
A lot of folks watching that, the Kelce family was there as well. Mama Kelce was there, Travis was there, Jason obviously making it official. A lot of folks are like, wait, didn't he retire already? He was just talking about it. This was the emotional goodbye there. And he said, growing up, they were star players in their minds, and they won countless Super Bowls growing up, just thinking about this is what we're going to do. Now they've done it.
Oh, so cute to hear about their early memories, but then something about the big burly guy openly crying. It's a beautiful moment there.
Laying all out there.
Not afraid to show their vulnerability.
Another warm moment on television.
Yeah.
Yes. We're getting our first look at the remake of the 1994 movie The Crow. Bill Skarsgård and FKA Twigs, she is a British singer-songwriter, by the way, are starring in the new version, which is due out in June. Skarsgård plays the character made famous by Brandon Lee, who, of course, died during the filming of the original movie in Wilmington.
Yeah, Brandon Lee, the son of the Bruce Lee, the martial arts legend Lee, and back in 1994 when he was filming The Crow, was shot and killed in a firearm stunt, if you remember that. So 30 years later, they're making another Crow, and the director says for this film that Brandon Lee's soul will be very much alive in this movie.
Brian, thank you for that. And apparently Taylor Swift's songwriting skills may be somewhat genetic. The performer is related to famed poet Emily Dickinson. This is according to new analysis from Ancestry.com. It found Swift and Dickinson are sixth cousins three times removed. It counts. Swift mentioned Dickinson's influence during her 2022 acceptance speech for the Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award from the Nashville Songwriters Association International.
That's where she gets it.
Right.
Starting a conversation about safe gun storage with parents is up for discussion today between Wake County school leaders. Coming up, their efforts to keep your students safe.
And great start this morning. We're going to see lots of sunshine this afternoon, but roads are damp in some places. I'll show you how much warmer it will be this afternoon with some sunshine coming up.
And the polls for North Carolina's primary will open in just a few minutes. This is a live look at one of those polling places, the Briar Creek Community Center, as voters are getting ready to head inside. We're breaking down what you need to know today as you prepare to vote.